Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belichator. Next time you see us, we're going to be at Super Bowl 51 live. So what we're going to do this week, Coach, is give them the plays of the week against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC Conference Championship. What do we got here?
Well, the first play is, one that there's been some conversation about. It's the flea flicker. And, this is the basic play is to run the ball up into the line of scrimmage, pitch it back to the quarterback, and try to get the secondary, in this case the free safety, to come up and play the run and get somebody in there behind him. One of the key parts of this play is Julian Edelman right here. And so Sean Davis is up there on the line of scrimmage, and he thinks it's a run, and so he's going to come in there. If Edelman doesn't block him, then, he very easily could come in there and mess up the play or even, sack the quarterback or, knock the pitch off. So Julian's block here is a critical block on this play. The rest of it kind of, just piles up in the line like it normally does on this type of play. And then Deion has the pitch back. Julian, after he bumps Davis, runs the crossing route. And you can see, Hogan coming through here and kind of throttles down. I think Mitchell probably thinks that he's going to get blocked. And then once Chris gets behind him, then Mitchell can't recover and it's too late. Well executed here by Deion, really going all the way up into the line of scrimmage, hiding right behind those offensive linemen. To suck the linebackers and the secondary up. We get the backside Cockrell, the backside corner up there as well. And so, him coming up there and kind of being occupied by Julian creates that space back here in the deep part of the field past Mitchell and, where the corner might be able to recover to, just can't get there.
Last time you ran one was, everybody says the playoffs, it was Baltimore this year, right? I think you ran one against Baltimore.
Yep, and of course the toughest one of all was against Tennessee in, I think it was 09 in the snow.
That's right.
To Randy.
Frigid game.
Well, this is a big series for us. This is the first play of that goal line stand, and of course the other two plays were big as well. But this is, the ball's inside the 1 yard line, and, as probably everybody in the stadium did, we anticipated an inside type of run. So, we really tried to, do a good job here of penetrating the line of scrimmage. And, Patrick Chung does an excellent job on the backside of coming off the edge but flattening this out. So he actually has two guys on this. He has the quarterback on the bootleg, and he also has the backside in the running game. And so he's able to get a good read on the play, flatten it out, and come in there and, help make the play on Williams. And we get really good penetration at the line of scrimmage. This is the weak side zone play here to LeGarrette. And, it starts with Nate Solder and Joe Tooney both do a great job of getting the edge, kind of widening Jones here and getting up on the linebacker and creating some space for LeGarrette to get in there. David Andrews gets a big reach block here on the nose. And this is Shaq and Marcus cutting off the backside. So really well done on the line of scrimmage. And then, just a great run here by LeGarrette. This is really what when he's at his best, when he drops his pads like this.
Pad level.
Yep. He's underneath Mitchell, the free safety here, and he's able to just keep his legs going. And there's another 5 yards, and then he gets some help from
push.
Yep.
I got all excited. We made a song about this and everything. Got Salt and Pepper, push it real good.
You could
use it at any time, team meetings.
That was really a good good finish to the play. No, not just by LG, but look at all the guys that we have
awareness
up there,
yeah,
that are trying to trying to help the play and help their teammate. So and then, of course, we scored on the next play. But that was a big one for us. And this, this turnover really helped us. This is we're in a zone defense here, and they throw a little, hitch route here to Rodgers. And this is Kyle Van Noy coming out of the middle field, and Logan Ryan, both of them closing on the ball very quickly. And Rodgers tries to get away from Ryan, and Van Noy, gets his hand in there, gets the ball out on the tackle, makes a good tackle. Finishes on Rodgers, gets him on the ground, knocks the ball out. And then, once again, just the effort here. You see the defensive linemen, Rob and Trey, Malcolm, Brown, all of them hustling, turning, running to the ball. Sometimes it's to make a tackle on a receiver running across the field, but in this case, it's an opportunity to turn the ball over with the strip there by Kyle. So, just great effort. We have, six guys around the ball. I mean, they basically have one. So that's how you recover those fumbles.
Nice job right there.
Yeah.
This is Edelman here, right?
Yeah, so this is third and goal on a 10. So, again, not a great situation to be in. But the first thing that really helps this play is our two halfbacks. This is James White at the top of the screen, Jamin Dupree, and Deion Lewis at the bottom of the screen. You know, jamming, so the ends kind of get jammed, and they don't have, you know, as good of a pass rush as maybe they would normally get. But James does a great job on this. Not only does he knock Dupree down, but then he gets up here and runs this flag pattern, and he takes the corner and a linebacker with him. So it really gets three guys on this play, the end, the linebacker, and the corner. So he eats them up, and then that creates a lot of space in the middle of the formation. Julian comes in here and pulls it up on the other side of the goal line. Same thing with Deion. Deion gets the end and then drags the linebacker out with him. So with these linebackers outside, you can see that big area in the middle. And Tom's eyes lit up a little bit when he saw that. You know, Julian just running the return route there on Gay for an easy touchdown.
Nice to have that pocket, too. I mean, to have that ability to reset down and tight.
Yeah, well, with those halfbacks coming in and hitting the ends, that really piled things up in the middle. So, you know, third and 10, tough play to score on. You know, really well executed.
Great game, Coach. Hey, next time I see you, be in Houston.
All right, sounds good. All right,
there you go. There's your plays of the week. We'll see you for the Bellastrator Super Bowl edition next week. More of All Access right after this.